One wonders what the quality is of the U.S. Foreign Press Correspondent Corps these days. Some while after police executed the raid on the terrorist holding hostages in the cafe in Sydney, an Australian Broadcasting Company reporter was commenting upon how much foreign press had been present near the area during the standoff. She pointed out how the press members from countries already touched by terrorism were reacting in a knowing way about the situation. The reporter then specifically talked about the American press members and how they, plural, were expressing shock that such an event could happen on Australia. She said the U.S. reporters were saying how they thought of Australia as a safe haven where such things couldn't happen. Why did the U.S. reporters, unlike others she mentioned, think Sydney and Australia is a safe haven where terrorist actions were most unlikely to happen? Because, and I quote, of how much less of a gun culture exists in Australia. That's right. Idiot U.S. reporters expressed shock that terrorism could happen in Sydney because of the highly restrictive gun control in place, which, by the way, made it where no innocent customer of that cafe could have taken out the terrorist and saved all lives. What idiots! The World Trade Center wasn't brought down with guns, nor the planes taken with guns. The 7 July 2005 London train bombings didn't involve guns, and the UK has even stricter gun control. The Boston bombing used pressure cookers, not guns. The U.S. journalists mentioned on Australian radio are utter idiots. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me right here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.